His two children were riding on an ATV.
Kids hit the streets on an off-roader.
They came flying up the driveway, and they just slammed directly into the garage door.
But did Dad lead the escape?
He comes up in a kind of a crouch-down manner like this, and he says, "Come on, kids, we got to get out of here."
Mr. Reed, I really don't have to ask you any questions. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Michael Kellum is suing his neighbor, Donald Reed, for damage to his garage and car when Donald's children ran into his garage door while riding an ATV.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, that's case number 346 on the calendar, the matter of Kellum versus Reed.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Kellum, you and the defendant are neighbors, not immediate neighbors. You live about a block and a half or two blocks away from each other. Is that what I'm seeing?
That's right.
And it is your claim that the defendant's two children were riding on an ATV, one of those all-terrain kind of vehicles, and when they got to your house, they crashed into your garage door, which also damaged the car that was inside. You want Mr. Reed to be responsible for that. Mr. Reed says not only is he not responsible for that, his kids weren't even home that day. He wasn't home that day. He has no idea what you're talking about. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Do you have children, Mr. Reed?
Yes, ma'am. I have three boys.
How old are your three boys?
I have a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 7-year-old.
And how long have you lived in your house?
I just recently moved in January.
You moved in January of 2013?
Yes, ma'am.
Prior to this incident, which was on what date?
July the 30th, 2013.
So you had been living there for about 6 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Had you ever seen Mr. Reed's children?
Yes, several times.
Prior to July?
Yes.
Tell me where.
In the street. They play a lot in the street. And I've just seen them play in the street. They seem to be real nice kids.
How many times have you seen them on the ATV?
Probably half a dozen.
Have they been on the ATV alone or with an adult?
The day of the incident, they were alone.
And there were two of them?
There were two of them. There was also, if I could say, there was a small, what I call a Barbie car, and it was in the cul-de-sac, the circle, and it also had two small children on it, but they never actually came onto my property, just that there were kids playing on the large size off-road ATV, and then there were a couple of kids in a small little plastic red car. It was out in the cul-de-sac.
Do you know if those children were Mr. Reed's children?
I don't know about the ones.
Don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. Tell me what time of the day this incident occurred.
3:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. Tell me what you observed.
Okay. At 3:30 in the afternoon.
Could you go over to this little chart that you've prepared and show me?
At 3:30 in the afternoon, I live here, and this is a cul-de-sac. Defendant lives here. And they were playing up in this area, and they like to come up here and turn the circle. Well, at some point in time, they came up, and I was actually, and I have a photograph to show where I was sitting, but I was sitting in my computer room, which is right next to the garage, connects to the garage. I was downloading music on a new iPad that I had just gotten in the mail. So I'm looking out the window and working on the computer, and when all of a sudden I looked down and I thought, I don't think they're going to make the circle. And about that time, they were in front of my neighbor's house, and then they came flying up the driveway, and they were scared to death. They had huge eyes, and they just slammed directly into the garage door. So I was sitting there. I actually jumped up, Your Honor, and I was like, holy crap, they're going to hit me, because the window is literally right next. So I jumped up, and probably more information than you need, but I had just gotten out of the shower. So I was trying to get my clothes on and get dressed to go out and check on them, because I knew that there was a possibility that they could have been injured. So at that time, I came out of my house, and but just prior to that,
you
I was
can go
putting
back now.
Thank you, yeah. And I have a photograph I'd like to show you that shows the garage door, but it shows the window where I was sitting.
I will look at it. Go
okay.
ahead, just tell me what happened.
And so the defendant didn't realize, I don't think, that I was on the other side of the window. And he comes up in a kind of a crotch down manner like this. And he says, come on, kids, we got to get the out of here. Yes, you did. So I'm half dressed. I run out the front door, which is on the opposite side of my home. I head down my own sidewalk, and I get to the end of the sidewalk that approaches my driveway, and he's actually turning around looking at me. And if you don't mind, at that time, he dropped his jumper cables off of the ATV, and they fell in my driveway, and I'd like to return those to him today.
Okay.
So he dropped the...
So at some point... According to your statement, Mr. Reed got on the ATV with
yes.
the children?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You left that out. Well,
I'm
you
nervous.
Have to go
I'm
back.
Sorry.
At some point after he said to the kids, let's get out of here, he must have been on foot.
He was not riding with the children, and I didn't even see him at first, and that's why I was so worried about the kids. But when I saw him running up the driveway, I thought, well, good, there's an adult on the scene, and maybe he was in the vicinity of where the kids were.
Had you ever seen Mr. Reed before?
No.
So this was the first time you saw him?
Yes.
But not the first time you saw the children?
Right, because they play in the neighborhood.
So... At some point, Mr. Reed got on the ATV.
Before I went outside, the ATV, the children were off of it. It was continued to run up the garage door. And it was just, you could hear my car crunching on the other side. And he took the ATV, and I watched it with my own two eyes. He took the ATV, turned it around, pulled it off the garage door, loaded the kids up on the ATV, and sped down the driveway. And that's the time he dropped the cables. And then the two little kids that were on the little Barbie car, they were doing the best that they could to keep up with him and the other two that were on the ATV.
Did you follow him to his house?
No, I didn't. I stayed at my residence. I called 911. Like I said, that was at 3:30. At 4:09 in the afternoon, a brown truck, F-150, and I watched this with my own two eyes, pulled up into Mr. Reed's driveway, backed up into the driveway. They loaded the ATV up into the truck, and the truck sped off. At that time, I had a neighbor actually coming home. So, of course, my car was in the garage. I couldn't get out to my garage. So I get into my neighbor's car, and I said, let's follow that F-150. But she has an infant and a small child, and we really couldn't chase the truck down. But we did take go one block.
Okay. I'd like to see the photograph.
Sure.
Okay. Do you have an estimate for the damage?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it.
This is for the garage door, and then this is for the car.
Are either of these two people witnesses to what happened that day?
Yes, ma'am.
Who?
Lois, I'm sorry. It was the first day. I had never met this lady before, and I'm really appreciative of her.
Okay.
I was inside the house, the policeman and I.
Just a second. Did you observe this accident?
I was in this gentleman's backyard.
Could you show me where you were on that chart, please?
Yes. I was over here in the swimming pool in his backyard, teaching my little niece swimming lessons. He has an above-the-ground pool, so I was able to see, and has a clear view of his driveway. And I heard the ATV, and I heard it hit, and I looked up, and I saw the kids jump up and yell, Daddy, Daddy. And I'm continuing to watch, and then I saw the defendant get the ATV and turn it and drive off with it.
Had you ever seen Mr. Reed before that day?
No.
Are you positive that it was Mr. Reed that you saw get into the ATV?
Yes.
And the two little boys, would they be in the 7-8-year-old
yes.
range?
Yes.
Was it either one of those two boys that called Daddy, Daddy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I hope you teach your children telling the truth, sir. When you do something wrong or when your kids do something wrong, you're supposed to take responsibility. You're not supposed to cover it up.
Why would I leave a note if it wasn't me?
And later today...
I don't know exactly what time and date happened, but I have the pictures of the sugar and my gas tank.
How do you know that the plaintiff did it?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michael Kellum says neighbor Donald Reed is responsible for damage to his garage and car. Michael claims Donald's kids ran into his garage door while riding their ATV.
And Mr. Reed, I really don't have to ask you any questions. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because you said you don't know anything about it. You weren't home.
I wasn't there.
Right?
I was there.
So what would be the point in my asking you any questions when you would have to say to me, I don't know what happened because I wasn't there?
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Right. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,250. I hope you teach your children telling the truth, sir. When you do something wrong or when your kids do something wrong, you're supposed to take responsibility. You're not supposed to cover it up. That's not being a good person. It's not being a good neighbor. You're supposed to teach your children the right thing to do, not the wrong thing to do. What should have happened is, should have left a note on his door, if you thought he wasn't home, saying, I'm sorry, my kid's damaged your garage door. Here is my name and number, and I'll be more than happy to compensate for you.
Why would I leave a note if it wasn't me?
It was you. That's why. Goodbye.
Buddy's excuse you. They step out. He came to my house the next morning yelling at my wife, blocking her in the driveway.
She was leaving, and
you don't have to yell. You could talk to me and tell me what's going on.
And she didn't want to wake him up, and I said, get him out of bed.
He was just yelling out of rage, and I told him, just get out of my yard.
You're up, I'm up, let's talk about it.
Because I believe he's a racist.
Just anything that he says is lies, so that's just one more lie.
That's the bottom line.
So it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Turner versus Davis. Step forward.
Tamika Turner is suing her cousin, Alicia Davis, for the return of property, including a car. She's also suing for money owed for impound fees.
There are a lot of people here as witnesses. I don't even know if they're all necessary. I think this is a pretty simple case. Let's see if I understand it. Miss Turner, Miss Davis is your cousin. She purchased a car, and her car became impounded, and it was impounded because?
My sister-in-law was driving it.
No, that's not a crime. Your sister-in-law driving your car is not a reason.
She got it. She didn't have the license.
So your car was impounded because you let somebody drive the car that had no license.
Yes.
And the impound fees were expensive. You didn't have the money, and you called Miss Turner, and you and Miss Turner came to the following arrangement, which I actually sort of believe. She would pay to get the car out of impound, and she would be able to drive the car until you were able to pay her back for the impound and start to resume making the car payments on the car. Until that time, she would make the car payments on the car, and she would drive the car.
Correct.
That was the arrangement.
Correct.
Miss Turner says that you took back the car because you were ready to resume making payments on the car. Is that right?
Yes.
But you never paid her for the impound.
I was going to pay.
But that's what she says. You took the car back and you broke the agreement because while you were going to make the payments, you didn't pay her.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When we went to go get the car, I did hear her screaming profanities and saying that she was going to get her and she was going to get sugar in her tank. You watch.
The police was there, Your Honor.
Quiet!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tamika Turner says her cousin, Alicia Davis, owes for the return of a car, property, and money owed. Alicia is countersuing, claiming Tamika put sugar in her gas tank.
How much was the impound fee?
Initially, was $970. Sorry, I don't have the evidence here of what I paid for the car. It was
If you have the evidence, then how much were the impound fees that you paid?
It was $270 for the initial impound fees, but not only was her car impounded because she let somebody drive it without a license, it was repossessed and impounded basically at the same time. The reason why it was so expensive, they would not let her even get the car until she caught up on the payments, which was an additional $620.
Got it. Why weren't you making your car payments?
I was making my car payments. I had made my car payments.
You mean so the bank was wrong for repossessing your car?
Yeah. That one payment that was supposed that she paid, she wasn't even supposed to pay that.
You even acknowledge in your answer that you weren't on your feet financially to pay for the car.
At that time when I purchased the car, I was on my feet. I was on
When you
feet.
Got the car. Yes. I'm not talking about when you got the car. I'm talking about later.
Later on when I had the car, I did have the money, but I didn't have the money to get the car out.
All right. 9-6. So, can I see her evidence, please?
I'm sorry, excuse me, Your Honor. Also, because she was behind 2 months plus the impound fees. So when she was initially behind on the two payments and the impound fees, it was kind of like in the middle of the month that all this occurred. So then there was a car note that was due less than 30
you
days.
You mean a car payment?
A car payment, yes. A car payment that was due less than 30 days from the time that I had received it.
Got it.
So that's how we initially came up with the $1,300 agreement that she would pay me to get the car back.
$1,198. All right,
then she took the car. We agreed for $1,300.
I don't care what you agreed
to. Okay.
$1,198. And?
I don't owe her that. I'm going to be honest, I really don't owe her $1,198.
That's what it cost.
That was not a part of the agreement.
Show me that it didn't cost that.
This is all the paperwork from Camacho's?
I don't care. I want to see paperwork from Camacho's. I want to see from your bank that you paid all these payments. And then we won't have any problem except for letting your sister-in-law, who had no license, drive your car.
This is all.
All right, fine. Right here. So we've got $1,200. Now let's get to your counterclaim.
I'm sorry. Okay.
She has none of your property. You said when she took the car back, you had headphones in there. She's going to tell me that she has none of your property. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, she has none. It is your claim and your cross complaint that after you took the car back, Ms. Turner put sugar in your gas tank, causing $1,000 worth of damage. So when did you take your car back?
In August the 18th.
And when was your car vandalized?
It had to have been the night of the 31st or the morning of the 1st.
Of what?
Because that's when I found the sugar in my tank.
Of what?
October 1st or September 30th. I don't know.
So 2 months later.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what time and date happened, but I have the pictures of the sugar in my gas tank.
I don't care about the sugar in your gas tank. That's not the issue. The issue is if there was any damage, how do you know that the plaintiff did it?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
How do you know the plaintiff did it?
Because later on that, the night before, we had got into an argument.
So you got into an argument?
Yes. I have text messages and everything showing when we had got into our argument the night of. I have the text messages and everything.
Well, do you have any text messages from her admitting that she damaged your car?
No, not admitting that she damaged it.
You have a hand raised?
Yes.
For what?
She's my witness. So.
For what?
For the sugar in the gas tank.
Please rise.
Who are you?
My name is Jasmine.
Thank you.
And we have mutual friends. And
you and the plaintiff and defendant have mutual friends?
No, I don't know her at all.
You don't know the plaintiff?
No, not at all. I only know the defendant. We have mutual friends. And initially when we went to go get the car, I did hear her screaming profanities and saying that she was going to get her and she was going to get sugar in her tank. You watch.
The police was there, Your Honor.
And?
And that's what she said. She said, for taking the car, you're going to get it back. You're going to get a sugar in your tank.
It was two months later.
I'm sorry,
it wasn't actually 2 months later
that night.
The night that she came and stole the car, she stole the car.
I didn't steal anything. It's my car.
The night that she came and stole the car.
It's my car.
Quiet! The night that she came and stole the car, right when she stole the car, the police pulled up about 3 or 4 seconds later. I walked out. I was in the bed. I came outside. It's the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning. My kids are in the bed asleep. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I come out with my robe on.
Just a second. My question is to you, is the night you're talking about the night in August when you heard her say you take the car?
So. The night we took the car.
The night we took the car.
Mm-hmm.
Shh. The night we, that's what you just said to me.
Yes,
the night we night we took the car. Sit.
Okay.
Good. Counterclaim is dismissed. Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $1,198. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She basically came and stole it. My father was getting ready to go to the store.
I didn't go and get the car back.
He was warming up the car, closed the garage to go around through the front door.
Well, my friend hopped in the car and took it, so.
And when he came out the front door, the vehicle was gone, and her boyfriend was running up the street.
I don't technically think of stealing when something belongs to me, so it's not stealing.
What we've done for them is it really hurt. Really, it really hurt bad.
If they feel like that's helping family out, then I guess so. But I don't feel like that's helping family out.
Because I was helping a family member in need, and in return, she just showed me how she really felt about me.